Log Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hi, hello, Spaghetti. Hi, everyone. It's me, Miss LaCrush, his arts in the building. All right, so we just going to go ahead and get this popping because we could do that. Let's see. We're going to bring the co-host to the building. Everybody. Black reporter.
Hey. Now, Crush. Before we go any further, I have something to say about this. I have something to say about that song. People think I'm a liar, but I have verification. Okay. There was a question as to whether Eminem was going to have the number one song on the album charts for this coming week. And he was denied it. By guess who?
By who?
Tom Jones.
Really?
I kid you not.
Wow.
I kid you not. And Mimi will verify that when I get her on here a little bit later on this evening.
Wow, that's hot.
I mean, that is wild. I mean,
we made it popular. Tom Jones, you should thank us. We had people Googling you, Tom Jones.
And I said, okay, you got to be kidding me. And the thing is, they said, this is the Billboard Worldwide Charts. And I said, oh, my God. Now, mind you, I knew it was popular overseas, but come on now. But.
Don't be holding it down. Don't be hating.
No, not hating.
Sure. So, I'm sitting here thinking, as I always do. And I've come up with the ingenious idea.
Bing.
Yes, I got the light bulb over my head. I think that November should be Phone Fantasy Radio's BBW Appreciation Month.
This is where you hit the applause button.
You don't got that, though, but everybody clap your hands. Woo, clap your hands.
Yay.
I didn't get a chance to put that in here.
Okay.
But I think that's what it should be. What you think, Michael? I'm thinking the whole month we're going to talk about BBWs and the issues and we're going to have special guests at least once a week for a whole month of November.
And it's not going to be just on a sexual topic. It's going to be on mainstream.
Yeah, mainstream everything. Yeah, I want to get the you know, shout outs to the BBW businesses that, you know, that cater to the BBW, the BBW magazines out there, the BBWs that are, I mean, official tissue. Like, I'm going to really, the whole month of November, that's my goal. Now, you ask, why do I pick November? Two main reasons. One, because it's my birthday. And it's my idea. And the let me finish. And the second thing is the way to a fat girl's heart is through a stomach. So you can give thanks and appreciation right along with your family. So
that's Thanksgiving also.
That's
a third reason. There's also a third reason from the men's side. And why would that be the third reason?
It's start of winter.
You got it. And what's better than to keep a brother warm than a nice BBW on the side?
I agree. I mean, I'm serious. If not in once a week, I would go for like twice a week. But we'll see, like the beginning of the week and the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And by that time, we should also have FaultFantasyRadio.com live stream open.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully then I'll be hosting the show through that. I mean, we'll still be on Blog Talk Radio, no lies, but
yeah,
through that. BBW Appreciation Month. That means 4 weeks, two shows a week.
30 days.
We'll probably do one or two shows, like two broadcasts, but that's what's going to happen. Me and Black Reporter will develop that, you know. So we'll even put that on a poll, and we'll see what y'all think about it. Next order of business, I want to let everybody know that because I'm sexy and I'm who I am and I'm so special and lovable and I just love hearing myself talk, we will do a special ending broadcast this weekend on the live stream, Phone Fantasy Radio live stream. We're doing a special broadcast. We're going to have everything going. Unfortunately, I might end up putting my opening up the hotline so people could call in and talk to us on air.
Yep.
How are we going to do that? I don't know yet, but we'll figure it out. If we can get a donation, we'll be able to do it, but, you know, we gotta see what happens. So,
true.
We need like a $25 donation. So if anybody wants to sponsor by tomorrow, let me know. All right. So, but tomorrow, Friday evening, I think 8 to midnight. What you think, Black Reporter?
I would agree.
8 to midnight, a 4-hour special. We're going to be playing all the trifling tunes. We'll have us, I mean, I don't know, Black Reporter might want to call in. I don't know what he want to do. But
I'll be here.
You'll be here with me? We'll be on speakerphone.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Excuse me, this will be our way of ending trifling month. I mean, trifling week, sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, when did it become a month?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm high.
Oh, damn. Because, wait. Did you say hot or high?
All of the above.
Okay, because, and you see, the thing is, I'm about to go get Mimi, and the thing is, she was fussing at me because I interrupted her from lowering hers, you know, so.
Exactly. You got to give us a moment here. You got to give us a moment. You got to let us relish in it.
All right, so
we calm tonight. Tonight, it seems like it's going to be calm. It's trifling people. That's all I'm going to say. These trifling people. Well, it's going to be calm. Hold on, Black Reporter. Let me get to what I'm saying. Because it's going to be calm, what we can do now is go to a play song. So we're going to do this early. We might just get everything we need to play in tonight. But anyway, I'm going to go through Black Reporter's theme song options. And from there, y'all can go to www.phonefantasyradio.com and vote. Black Reporter needs a theme song. Also, what else, Black Reporter?
We will be starting our 10 at 10 tonight.
No, not tonight.
Oh, not tonight? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not tonight.
Okay.
Ah,
oh, okay.
No,
oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I was ready for after tonight.
No, we gotta do it properly.
Okay.
But since Black Report already pulled out the bag, Fall Fantasy Radio's monthly contest will be starting next month. It'll be called the 10 and 10. Y'all wonder, what the hell is a 10 and 10? Well, we'll give you that same day, whenever the contest is, give us your email, your address, or whatever, and Fall Fantasy Radio, me, LaCrush Heart, not Black Reporter, LaCrush Heart, will give you 10 whole dollars.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's a lot of my ear sound effects.
Woo!
10 whole dollars. You say, well, how do I get $10 from the Crush Heart? It's tax-free. You ain't got to worry about no tax. You get the full 10 whole dollars. Whatever you do with those $10 is completely up to you. If you think that you want to donate it back to Fall Fantasy Radio, you can do that. If you want to buy ad space for Fall Fantasy Radio, you can do that. Maybe you just want to give it to me for my birthday that's coming up. You can do that. 10 whole dollars. Now, what do you have to do to get the 10 whole dollars? Well, that's easy. To get the 10 whole dollars, you have to answer 10 whole questions. Since it's 10 whole dollars, you got to answer the whole 10 questions completely. And
now, we must warn you. You got to be a nerd or a trivia wonk.
Nah, no. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. But anyway, 10 general knowledge questions. 10 whole questions. You got to answer all 10. There's also another catch as well. Now, with these 10 questions, there is a time limit. There's a time limit for a couple of reasons. One, you have access to the World Wide Web, so you can just Google and it'll pop up, right? Then that will be no fun. I know. And we're not going to do I don't know how we're going to do this subject yet. We might just do it where we'll randomly take an email. You listen to the show, and we'll call you up and do it that way. I don't know yet. But you're going to have a time limit to answer each question. We'll give you
–
I think we should do 10, 10, 10. You get 10 questions right. You get 10 minutes to answer them, and you get $10 at the end. So 10, 10, and 10.
There
10
is
and
one
10 and 10.
There's one additional catch.
What?
The other catch is you won't be able to find every single question on the Internet. No. There won't be. And why do I say there won't be? Because one question, at least one question in every contest will be about us.
Yeah. However, they can. They just gonna have to go listen to the show.
But what I'm saying is, you can't answer the entire 10 questions if you've never listened to us before.
So that's gonna be our monthly contest. We're gonna do this once a month, starting in August. 10 and 10 and 10. We'll probably make a little leeway, depending if the question is like not one of ordinary questions. We'll give you an extension. So it'll probably be like 10 and 10 and 15. I don't know. But that's going to be it. General knowledge questions. Like what? Give them an example, Black Reporter.
All right.
Something we said today.
An example would be, how fast do winds have to congregate to make a hurricane?
Okay. Turn your damn TV down. First of all.
Hold on a second.
Okay, so y'all heard it. That's the 10 and 10 and 10. Okay, the 10 and 10 and 15, because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you can find on the internet. How fast do winds have to start to make a hurricane? What is the official cutoff point?
Okay. All right. So once again, people, y'all listening to Trifling Week. You can share your trifling stories. Just call up to say hi or whatever you like. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. All right.
And don't forget our hotline, which is always available, 347-855-7372, 347-855-7372. You can use that for requests, shout-outs, whatever, however you want to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Maybe just want to call up and tell us how much you love Black Reporter. You can do that. Okay.
So,
there are different categories of hurricanes, though. But for Category 1, 74 to 95 miles per hour.
Oh, she went and looked it up.
I went to go look it up because I really didn't know. I was going to say 50. I was like, okay. But it's 74 to 95 miles per hour for Hurricane 2, 96 to 110 miles per hour. Category 3, 111 to 130 miles per hour. And Category 4, 131 to 155 miles per hour. And Hurricane 5, anything greater than 155 miles per hour.
And when you talk about a 5, that's a Katrina.
Oof.
That's a Katrina.
I can't even imagine.
And I'm sitting here looking at the forecast. They're still forecasting 15 more tropical storms. Okay, they start off with a level of, it starts off with a low pressure system, then it goes up to tropical depression, then a tropical storm, and then to a hurricane. Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm. Did you do that right?
Huh?
You said, did you do that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, folks, let's get into the options, because Black Reporter needs a new theme song. So let's go here. Option one is by Clarence Carter.
My personal favorite.
Woo! Here's what it sounds like.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be smoking.
Oh.
That's what I be doing.
All right, and four. Black Reporter's theme option number two. We have the Love Boat theme song.
And of course, you sway with arms going left and right.
Exciting. Yeah, you gotta sway.
We're expecting you.
That might be our theme song altogether. I might just change it. It might be our theme song. So you never know.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
We'll probably do some type of remix. Try to have a DJ scratch that up. We'll be waiting for you. All right.
That's my work.
It's my work, right? See?
Okay.
Option number, and then it should scratch it to this right here. Option number three, Tom Jones. It's not unusual. How we started off the evening. And you got to clap to this one, right? You just got to clap to this one.
And of course, you have to do the pump.
Yeah, you got to clap to it. And snap your fingers.
Yep.
You lose your world and run with anyone.
Why is she always a half second behind?
Huh?
Wonder why are you half second behind?
Oh, I don't know. All right, so, and the next one is the Knight Rider theme. And then we'll find something sexy for him to say, or we'll get somebody with a deep voice to talk into the phone. No, we're a black reporter, some shit.
You're listening to the number one song on the number one internet radio show on the web. Black reporter! Back it up, back it up. And the push on.
Oh, believe me, I'm already going to have my intro. You ain't got that serious. Okay. Best believe, my intro is on point. All right. So, this is the last option. It's called Wear Out. This is my personal favorite for Black Reporter. Whatever you like, because Black Reporter is a coupon super daddy. I mean, sugar daddy.
Hey, girl, you know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
Whatever you like, you like.
You can have whatever you like, yeah. Gator, tots, how the gun.
What? What?
Coupons all night, and baby, you
said you can have whatever you like.
Said you can have whatever you like, you like.
I want to let it play out.
Take you out for dinner.
Okay.
Baby, you should know I'm really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the two ply.
See, that's true.
Get it, my dear. I've got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Top Ramen got a couple of
I hate Top Ramen.
I gotta go get it just
here. No, that's how he's playing.
Get on it and eat it. Pork and beans and vinegar rice.
Nah, fucking pizza's gotta be Bandcamp.
Yeah, I can take you to the Shorty, I know if you had some lipo, you could be second runner-up Miss Ohio.
Okay, he don't believe that. He don't believe
that. Time a plastic billfold, buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she wants. At Walmart, she can pick out anything she wants. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far, and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be all right. But let's stand up a pizza tonight, and you can order any time, but you like. You can even have the last slide. Last slide. Yeah, yeah. Grab myself a cable from my neighbor next door. Now I can get free HBO, and baby, you can watch whatever you like. You like. I said you can watch whatever you like. You like. Yeah. And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fast and full of ones. Yeah, it's all about the Washington. That's right. You want White Castle, need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater. If I grab a bunch of napkin for later,
Yeah. Yeah, Black Folk Potter.
Woo!
Yes,
wrong,
you can have whatever you like. Huh?
But I'm still going to treat you right.
You wrong.
My bad. What happened? I'm wrong. Why am I wrong?
So those are the five songs, folks. Clarence Carter, the Love Boat theme song, the theme song from Knight Rider, Tom Jones, and you can have whatever you like from Weird Al Yankovic. And to prove my point from earlier, Crush, I brought in my DJ Miss Mimi Kuhn-Cat. Mimi, what did we hear on the news the other night about Tom Jones?
That old motherfucker's 70.
We know this, but who did he beat out on the charts this week?
As of next week, he's supposed to be beating out Eminem.
All right, so I'm sorry. Huh? I said I'm sorry, Darren. Don't be yelling at me.
What was that again, Crush? I mean, Mimi?
Nah, Tom Jones was supposed to be beating out Eminem.
That's cool. Tom Jones still got it. He like 100 years old.
Damn.
Hell,
that's not
the senior citizens in the building.
Right.
Senior citizens in the building. Shout out to all the senior citizens.
Oh, shit. That's cold.
Pierre, isn't he? You like 80-something?
Yeah, of course he is. I mean, he was 40 when we were in our team.
Fuck that shit.
All right.
He was 40 when I was in my single digits. What the hell is this, man?
Anyway, we ain't got nobody yet, Crush?
Huh?
We ain't got nobody yet?
Oh, we do have somebody, actually. 347-43. Who are you?
You don't know me no more?
I sure don't.
Rico.
I know who you are. They don't know who you are.
Okay.
You
got to
tell you? Them who you are? I'm good. Don't be giving me that sexy talk. You on air.
Being sexy, I'm just me.
Huh?
And who's just me?
That's Rico, everybody. Rico from Brooklyn.
That's
Rico. What's up, Rico?
As a Suave?
What's up? Man, go ahead.
You ain't know?
We got another senior citizen in the building.
Nah, that ain't me. I ain't a senior citizen.
Okay, all right. All right, Rico. Okay, Rico. Welcome to Trifling Week. We are sharing our trifling stories and such, and we just putting trifling shit out there. So this is the time we put our trifling mofos, let's say mofos, put them, you know, that's in your life that you've come across, that you've seen, they just trifling. You want to put them on blast? Here's the place to do it.
Oh, yeah, we name names and all that talk?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds good.
Well, sure do. If you want to, then go ahead. Names, all that. We don't care.
Sure. So call my ex-girlfriend and trifling ass.
Ooh, girlfriend.
ex. Don't say that.
Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to that later. Go ahead. What'd she do that was so trifling?
Well, she lied to me and told me she was pregnant.
Oh, that is trifling.
Lied to keep you.
Damn. Somebody turn off the lights. It's time to go to bed. What the fuck?
Yeah, she broke up with me on some real bullshit and then, you know, tried to get back 2 months later when she realized that niggas ain't the same as me.
And then when
I was like, nah, I'm good, she told me she was pregnant. I asked about hope. She got mad.
So let me ask you this though. When she said that she was pregnant and you said, you know, she was, you know, you didn't want her back or whatever, was that the reason why she said she was pregnant? Like the way you said I don't want you back is by having sex with her?
Nah, she tried to tell me that she wanted to get back together, you know, 'cause I guess whatever she was doing on the side wasn't working. And I told her, nah, I'm good, because you ain't called me or speak to me in 2 months, so you ain't care if I was dead or alive.
Okay, so basically she said she was 2 months pregnant.
Yeah. And I asked her about who, because I told her, man, I haven't seen you in 2 months, and I haven't touched you in almost 3 months, so who you pregnant by? And real talk, when we were together, I was paying for her birth control pills. So I'm like, who you pregnant by?
She didn't have insurance.
Yeah, my sister cursed me out for that. So what kind of bum bitches I'm meeting that don't have health insurance?
True. You know, I can see that.
Yeah, but
that should be a topic. Is that
trifling? Yeah. 2 days later, she came clean and told me that she wasn't pregnant, so I told her to lose my number. So that's the trifling story for the night.
That's a trifling story for the night. Nobody's tapping that one.
Wow.
So, back to when we started. That's your ex-girlfriend. How recent was this?
About a year ago.
Oh, okay. So, but since then,
you ever seen her again?
Another...
Huh?
Have you ever seen her again?
Yeah, a couple of times. She tried to get back, and I told her, nah, I'm good.
So, since then... So since then, you know, are you in a relationship now? Did you find somebody to fill that empty void?
Nah, I'm single. Still looking.
Oh, you ain't looking.
Single. Yes, I am.
Because I'm
nobody,
right here.
No, nobody calls me.
Oh, boy!
No,
I got a computer. Let me go to my phone record so I can go ahead and show that. For the record,
when?
I called.
When?
Fuck that.
See?
Let me get
some phone records.
Yeah,
when?
You know the phone goes both ways, right?
I'm just saying.
It looks like from the number that popped up, it's the same number I have. So therefore, it wasn't like your phone was off. All you gotta do is Google me, boom, I'm about this.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
See, when you call somebody out on national radio.
I'm just saying it's trifling. I'm just saying that's trifling. That's all I'm saying. Google a crush hearts. That's what you gotta Google. Oh, now you don't know how to Google me?
I see how y'all doing.
That's like nay another.
No bueno, no bueno.
Anyway,
he know about that. All right. Stop being trifling. I need to give a shout out real quick to Radio Detroit Free Radio.
Oh yes.
What
yes,
was it?
Yes, yes.
Did I just get that wrong? I think I just got it wrong. Huh?
Radio Free Detroit.
Yeah, RadioFreeDetroit.com. They hit us up. They love the show. They hit us up. Motor City in the building. They told us if we're ever or if I'm ever in Motor City to look them up. I don't know if they're gonna show me. Right. I don't know what they're trying to. But, you know, you gotta give a shout out to them. You gotta give love back. Shout out to Real MX. They are in the chatty. They say me back. All right, so this is Trifling Week. Real, give us a call. We know you got something trifling to say. 347-989-0767. Let me throw this pass against y'all because y'all wasn't here for the beginning of the show. So, you know, I was sitting here thinking, like I always do. And I came up with an idea to make November Phone Fantasy Radio's BBW Appreciation Month. What you think about that? Would you tune in, Mimi?
Why you gotta wait?
I'm here.
Long?
I'm here.
Uh huh.
Why you waiting?
Why
that
I gotta?
Long?
Why? Because it takes time to plan. I mean, I want to have guests on the show and shout out, you know, BBW friendly. I said it's BBW Appreciation Month, so that
okay.
takes time to plan. So.
And then, and then if you want to do it right.
Huh?
Okay, yeah, that's true. You want to do it right.
Mhm. So, and we want to get, we want to network and get businesses in the end and all that other good stuff. Okay, something else I want to do.
And like a good BBW lover would, yeah, you know this, Rico. What is November? November is the beginning of winter. every good BBW lover should have a BBW at his side.
Keep them warm.
That's where you
keep them being
cold.
But can I just say this, though? That should be our topic for next week. I'm just going to say this. Who the fuck going to keep us warm? I get cold, too, damn it. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, it goes both ways.
Your arms ain't long enough.
How many years ago was that?
We in 2010. I didn't see you since 2008, boo. You know how long that
is?
No. Yeah. It's been that long.
Wow.
I haven't seen you. Wow. I met you in 2007, didn't see you again in 2008, and that's the last time I've seen you.
Well, you need to see me again then.
Well, then, answer your phone, punk.
You
all right, well, then you use yours and call me. How about that? 347-347-407-8612.
How about I'm well?
All right,
do
you?
Last time
I didn't
answer the phone.
Mimi, you're a mad woman, remember?
Well, it's 716.
All right. Oh, Real MX is a graphic designer, a freelance graphic designer, and her name is Brenda, actually. My bad. Like I said, he is a she. Y'all can go to a website, realmx.bravehost.com.
And we want to thank you, Real MX.
Yeah, for tuning in. We might see her work, and she could come and do a logo for us. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
We need a new logo anyway. We need something for our T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Y'all need to go buy a T-shirt. Unfortunately, I changed the name again. It's cafepress.com/phonefanshop. Phone Fan Shop, the official Phone Fantasy Radio T-shirt shop. What? It had to shorten the name.
Okay.
I had to shorten it. It was too long, so I had to shorten it. Phone Fan Shop. There you go. See? PHONEFANSHOP. See how short that was?
Yeah, it is short.
Yeah.
So
what the fuck it was? Huh? What'd you say?
Never mind, I was high. I'm high.
Me too. So you found your song, because she called us, what, Monday night? She was on the sidebar with PG, and she couldn't find any plants. So you finally found you some plants.
Oh,
man, I found motherland plants.
You found motherland plant.
Yep.
It's fire.
Check it. You know how big our dime bags is, right? On the
Yep.
They're bigger than your palm. Right?
Yep.
Come down here, I wanted a dime bucket. A dime will last me 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Drew went to go get it for me through a Brad reporter. Some of his friends went to go get it for me. Come back. He said, here you go, ma'am. Oh, what the fuck is this? I said, damn, I gotta come down here and make money. I'm like, okay, I'm good. That shit was
good.
So I go home next week.
Wow.
And
Mimi,
Mimi,
yeah. I was about to ask, what's the quality?
Oh, quality is fucking great. Outstanding. What you want?
Oh, my Lord. No,
Black Reporter, why did you say that? Oh, my Lord.
I'm sitting here looking at this reel of fake, and it was a snake
I'm
on TV.
I'm looking at that shit, too.
and
I saw that shit, too.
And it was real.
Ew.
No shit.
Now, looking at snakes.
That's like coming at you 3D. Anyway.
I can't do snakes. So, and you know what? We also going to have Rico come up and host the show. Black Reporter, you're going to be dismissed one of these days.
Wow.
Rico got to come up. I gave this offer to Rico months ago. And he's still, he didn't. No, I sent him an offer. He said he'd do it, but, you know, I told him he has to pick the subject. And he gets to co-host with me for 2 hours on Fantasy Radio.
You tell me whenever you're ready.
I'll wait on you. As soon as you give me the idea, you ain't give me nothing yet.
All
if y'all don't know why, Rico. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rico.
No, I was going to say, I'll think about it all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know what the idea all right. is. Since I ramble right. on.
So
it on my Facebook blog.
So tell everyone exactly. I'm going to say, tell everyone why am I sending this invitation out. Not just because I'm a weirdo and I like him, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, what'd you say?
I said, tell everybody why I'm actually giving you this offer. It's not because I'm a weirdo and I like you.
I don't know. You tell me, yeah.
Okay, well, Rico,
I'm
going
to interrupt between y'all two, but
No, it's not like that, Black Reporter, it's not like that, I ain't taking it like that. Listen, we're getting to the gist of it, Mimi. What happened is, since MySpace days, Rico here blogs. He blogs a lot. He's a blogger. And he be hitting on some real interesting points. And he really do be hitting on some real interesting points and really enlightening us. So, you know, he be on his, what you call it, your Brooklyn bullshit?
Yeah.
So that's why I actually gave him the offer. Wanted to come share that Brooklyn knowledge or that manly knowledge with us.
Then me and Rico need to shake hands then, because I would love to be able to talk to him. So
I don't know about that. That's between y'all. I don't know about all that, Black Reporter.
There's a real
all
reason.
All of a sudden,
he's at the stutter.
What the fuck is going on?
There is a real reason why I'm called Black Reporter, Rico, okay?
So. Ooh. All right. So let me get into this. I have a trifling story, okay? I got a trifling story. I've mentioned this before. My stalker, who we said already, we said names and all that. My stalker, who had to change my phone number for, or whatever. So he is continuing on, right? He's still calling me. Now he's sending me messages on Facebook and everything in between. Now, now he hit me up the other day. I told y'all he sent me a message on the 27th. And he was telling me how he found his soulmate. He told me he found his soulmate. Hold on. He said he found his soulmate. He took his love back from me, and I'll always be a lonely soul and so forth and so forth. And she's a registered nurse, and she has no kids, and she's this, she's that. And, you know, he's highly, highly, I said this before, he is highly, highly, highly into anal sex. Don't know why, but that just seemed to be his niche. All right, so, and I don't do anal, so, you know, how he feel about that already. However, he told me this person's name. I'm not going to blow them up, but I went to his page, and I looked up the person that he was talking about. And immediately something just didn't sit right with me. So what did I do? I used the power of the World Wide Web, and I spent about 15 minutes looking for this person on the World Wide Web. Okay? Yes, Google.com. I find this person. Do you know where I find this person? I find this person on YouTube. This person is a woman impersonator. His soulmate happens to be an award-winning drag queen. Yes. Can I say that again? Can I rewind that? An award-winning drag queen.
How award-winning was this drag queen?
Huh?
How award-winning? You have an Oscar or Tony? What the fuck is
No. I'm talking about an award-winning in their part of the country, in their state, okay? And I don't know if they're national, but I know as far as their state is concerned, they were crowned Miss Majestic for 2010.
What's the name?
I'm not gonna be that trifle because this person does not know Jermaine. Okay, this person doesn't know. This person, I'm not gonna be trifling because this person does not know. You know what I mean? That's the
business.
Whatever.
Just lie to your damn self.
So
I'm not gonna be trifling, but you're gonna tell the story. Come on,
man. It's one thing to tell a story and not use names. Listen to me. If y'all listen to the show, go to the archives. I already named everybody's name that's involved in this. Okay, so I'm not going to go back and do it again. So y'all can listen to Tuesday's archives when I put them out there. Y'all know who I'm talking about because I did mention your name. However, I didn't know that this person was a drag queen. Now, he's called people up. He's talked about me. He did everything, you know, under the sun. And so what I did, because I'm the person that I am, I'm trifling hacked into his Facebook account. So I have access to his Facebook account. Now, I read in his Facebook account that he gets paid next week and he wants to fly them in to the city.
What?
He wants to fly them in to New York City. He wants to buy them a ticket
to come to
New York.
Yo, what's the date? I'm going.
next weekend. She wants to fly me. I don't know how far they're going to go through.
I'll be back in New York by then.
I don't know. Okay, Real MX says she's trying to smoke her brains out before she becomes a cop. And she just like backstabbers. They're the biggest mofos. However, he doesn't. I told him this yesterday. I finally broke down and I told him that he's a dick in the. What did I say? Dick in the booby. Wait. Dick in the booty. Chaser. Some shit. He called me up and he interrupted my karaoke. So I just wanted to share that. That was just me being trifling.
And what did he call you?
Everything under the sun.
I figured as much.
Everything under the sun. Recently, he sent me a message tonight. I would read it, but it's kind of vulgar. But he sent me the message, and he said, my career is over, and that I suck shitty dicks. I suck the bisexual man's dick after he fucked another man in the ass at a swinger party.
This is on my
Facebook messages. He said he's not a friend of mine, so he can't post on my page, but he can send me a message.
Okay.
He said I got the clap in my mouth. He said my friend is a crackhead. You know, he just said all this random stuff, and he ended it off with a joke. He said, shitty mouth, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself because shit dicks in your mouth is bad for your health. Laugh out loud. That's how he ended it.
Wow.
So, He said my career is over. You know, he called me. He left messages. He Googled me, and whoever number was associated with me, or he felt like, you know, he had, you know, that number, he was calling them and leaving messages on their voicemail. They wasn't answering the phone, so he'll leave a message on their voicemail telling them stuff about me. So, huh?
What you doing for these niggas? You got
a bunch of
tests going crazy like that.
Listen to me. I don't know this man. First of all, he's bipolar. Okay. Did I know this? Yes, I knew this, but I didn't know the extent. I've never dealt with somebody bipolar. Okay. I met this man back in December, so I never done anything like that. You know. So, come to find out, this man is has been hitting up BBWs. You know, in the New York area, you know, oh, actually all over. If you're a porn star, an amateur porn star, if you are on the internet any type of way, you're a BBW, you may have gotten an email from him or something.
Nice.
So, and he's considered, to some of them, he's considered a trick. You know, he'll give them money to be spent time with them and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, since I met him in the last, since I met him, I think I've gotten a total of maybe $800 from him. That was it. Oh, yeah, a little bit over $800 from him. That's all right.
It is what it is.
But y'all need to understand. Y'all don't understand the extent of this man's harassment, though. Since December. I mean, yeah, you do Black Reporter because you was,
yeah.
Black Reporter got it firsthand.
Yeah, I read this shit with you.
Nah, I don't give a nigga no reason to really be on some stalker crazy bullshit.
No, but he doesn't. He has no reason. Like he has no reasoning, I should say.
Awesome.
He has no reason. Like, he don't care. He doesn't think to you and I, but like, no, you don't do that, or no, you don't act like that. This man can't, you know, he can't reason. You can't reason with this man.
Awesome.
You know, it's his way or no way. You know, he's been shot in the head. You know, he's like, I got a bullet lodged in my skull and everything. So it's official. It's official. And right now he's arguing with one of the, I can say, you know, very well-known BBW promoter, advocate, I could say, out here in New York. He's actually arguing with this man on Facebook. and it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. Huh?
Well, okay. You know, now go ahead.
I was going to
say that I personally have a close friend who is also also on medication for bipolar disease, and
All right, somebody got a mute. What's going on? Y'all mad loud over there?
That's Mimi, and I know why she's cracking up.
Okay, well y'all need to put that on. Y'all need to put that on mute or something.
Okay. The situation is the fact that, that I think if I put myself on mute, that's going to mute me out too. But the situation is you got to watch what they say and everything because, you know, dealing with someone bipolar can be very dangerous, you know, very dangerous because you don't know when they are or when they're not going to take their meds and everything.
And that's the thing. He had a real issue with doing that. He feels like, and this is something that he's going to be doing all his life, and he doesn't take his medicine. And I think it's like every 2 weeks, like, you know, like a week and a half before the end of the month, he starts going on a rampage.
Yeah.
He goes on a rampage, and he starts going through his smooth swings and everything. Like, I could be on the phone with him for, like, 2 hours, just shooting the breeze, talking shit, whatever. And then when I hang up, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go get something to eat, or I'm about to go to bed, or he'll see me post something, or he'll see me do something, or he'll just see my computer pop up. He will call me, and then he'll just start cursing me out. Oh, dude, bitch, you this, you that.
Well, he's on his meds, which, I mean, and if you didn't know that he was bipolar, would you be somebody?
Huh?
Somebody that you would want to be with? I mean, if he's on
If he's somebody I want to be with, if I didn't know he was bipolar, no.
Okay.
No, I don't, first of all, I don't do anal. That's something I don't do. I don't, no, I won't, no. You can't have my booty hole. I'm sorry. I feel some type of way. Okay, Black Reporter, we need to call Mimi back. We need to call her back because
oh,
you mail out.
Oh, what's up? What's up? I'm right here. I'm right here. What's up?
Nah, you mail out, lady?
No, watch this stupid shit.
I know.
You're cracking a little bit too loud.
That's fine. Just
so, or they're on my phone.
Situation.
Hold on.
Now, what you were saying, Rico?
Be safe,
because
that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, it is dangerous, but, I mean, he's right now, he's not talking about me. He's going, like I said, he's going back and forth with somebody else, and they're sending threats back and forth and things like that, and he's really a talker.
Wow.
But it's a weird situation, and it's hilarious, you know. Like, I should play some of the voicemails left me, but I ain't going to do that.
That would be ultra-trifling.
That will be over to trifling.
Well, let me know when you bow to so I can get this tape
recorder. Oh, yeah, I need that. I got to do is download them. But I'm not going to play them. But however. You scared of people with tape recorders? Why?
Yeah.
Why? You seem like a good guy. What's there to be scared of?
I'm a nice person. I don't like to be recorded or on camera or anything. I'm paranoid.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know,
You and I may have a slight problem then because I am a journalist, okay?
No,
Black Reporter, go sit down.
I'm joking.
Black Reporter got that old school tape recorder with the little machine cassette. With the little mini cassettes.
I've never been a crime in my life.
You have what?
I'm a nice person. I've never committed a crime in my life.
Wink, wink.
Okay.
Okay.
In there, you lie. Anyway.
Wink, wink. I want to give a shout out to Tiny Chat. I got to give a shout out to Tiny Chat because Tiny Chat. I don't know, like once I start doing these Crush Chat Lounge, I do that in the middle of the night, I'll be bored, I get on cam, and we've been having fun. I got caught. Huh?
Be bored and never call me.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
You know I had to say something. Like, you know I'm me. Go
ahead. Anyway, so now everybody on my friend, it seems like most of the people on my friends list all of a sudden now popping up with Tiny Chat rooms. It's crazy. Like, they came to my Tiny Chat room, and now it's like everybody's coming up with Tiny Chat. Like, everybody, but nobody got a cam. That's what I love about it. Like, everybody comes up with a room, but nobody got a cam. So why would you do a cam chat if you ain't got a cam? Anyway, that's another story.
They refuse to turn it on.
Because of comments.
Thank you. I'm trifling because I didn't turn my ringer off of my phone. So I'm trifling.
I was wondering because my phone had that big
time and everybody will have it.
Huh? What's that?
If common sense is common, everybody will have it.
Ooh. Anyway, let's bring in Big Lady, Big C. Right? Am I right? All right. Is it Lady C?
It's Lady C.
Hi. Lady C.
I was wondering where you were.
She's been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Because I called and no answer, and I thought you were asleep.
I wasn't asleep, no.
She was here. She was actually before you, sir. How are you today? She called in before you called in. She was here first.
Oh.
She was here like 10 minutes before the show started. She was up there.
Damn. You cheated, huh?
She was like, I'm ready. She was there like 10 minutes before the show started. She just been sitting there with her hand down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're talking about trifling. This is trifling week. We're talking about trifling people. We're putting them on blast. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. We're at the top of the hour, so therefore we get an hour remaining. Visit our website, www.FoFantasyRadio, where you can vote for Black Reporter's next theme song. If you don't know, the choices are Clarence Carter Stroking, the Love Vote theme song, the Tom Jones Not Unusual, Knight Rider theme song, and Weird Al. You can have whatever you like. And I also want to remind you that we are doing an end of Trifling Week broadcast tomorrow, Friday. Oh, God. Oh, February. I was in the moment there. And that Friday. No, I had my own weed. We had our own weed here, so, you know. But that is no excuse. Friday, tomorrow at 8, we're going to do a 4-hour special?
I got a Friday story right now. And this person is down with you.
All right, hold on. Also, I want to remind people. All right, hold on. Give me a second here. I also want to remind people that August is the 10 for 10 and 15. Right? Black Report, that's how I said it?
Yep.
10 and 10 and 15. There we go. 10 and 10 and 15 monthly contest will start next month. Go ahead, Mimi. Who's trifling?
Okay,
who's
so
trifling?
This person often will listen to you. What I did.
Uh-huh.
I found this out today when I got online. This person's part of my life, but not really, but I know about his ass. So right about now, he should be listening to your show right now.
Uh-huh.
And if he is, this is how trifling this motherfucker is.
Mm.
He went out with one of my friends, right, that has her older child is around 19, 20 years apart from each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The daughter turned around and dated this asshole that's listening to you. At the same time, he had an affair with the mama, with both of them, mama and daughter.
Ow.
Ew.
And make it so bad, these two was at war with each other. Like, the mother and daughter, they was always close until this motherfucker came into their lives and just destroyed them forever. And this motherfucker, when they finally, got some heart into him, got some, umph into him. They came to him and said, yo, why the fuck did you do that? Motherfucker turned around and said, yo, it ain't the first time, it won't be the last. What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I can't wait for that. Let us see. What would you do?
Hey, that's too close to home. I've been through that.
Oh, now the plot.
Okay, we got a radio show now. All right. Let me recap for a minute because people saying that they couldn't hear you. Your phone's kind of low, Mimi. All right. The situation is Mimi said that there is a gentleman that listens to my show even before Mimi started listening to him. And right about now, he might be listening to the show. She's going to put him on blast for the simple fact that he was dating a friend of hers. And she has an older daughter, about 20 years apart, 21 years apart, or something like that. And he started dating the daughter as well. So he was having an affair with the mother and the daughter. They were real close since he came into their lives, destroyed the relationship that they had. And when they started talking back with each other and they got over, I guess, him, they asked him why did he do it. And he told them, what is that? And he told them, it is not his first, and it won't be his last. And then she asked us, what will we do? And then our good friend Lady C said, it's close to home. She's been into a situation like that. And they put up big eyeballs. The shock eyes. Yeah, the shock face. They just put up the shock face, the big eyeball. They said, "Oh." All right, and now we're going to get into Lady C. do you want to talk about the Lacey, first of all? Is there something?
Sure, I can talk about it. It's even
okay.
Worse than that.
Oh, wait, best hold on.
Friend,
go ahead.
Best friend's mother and daughter. He did
best friend.
All
three of y'all.
Yeah, my daughter, me, and my best friend.
Ooh. Okay, but he was yours first. It was you, then the daughter,
no,
then the best friend.
First. He wasn't mine first.
Ouch.
Okay, so who was he dating first?
He was dating my best friend, but it was a secret because she was married.
Oh.
Damn, it sounds like a Zane book.
This is exactly, this got layers, he's pulling back. Wow, okay, so he was dating the best friend who's married, but it was undercovers.
Right.
Secret lovers.
I didn't tell my best friend because I figured, hey, I was married.
You know what? I love how he's trifling, but you trifling on top of that. Like, I love how that goes. So you trifling because you was married too. So you ain't tell nobody. And then how did the daughter? Okay. And then how did the daughter come into play?
Come to find out, then he started talking to my daughter, and I'm listening like, wait a minute. And that was publicly because my daughter was single. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're talking to my daughter. But then my best friend say, he's talking to your daughter. You know me and him got something going on. I say, oh, hell no, you don't. I say, we can't.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay, you won.
You won, yeah.
Heads down.
He's
not
fucking the daughter, the mama, and the best friend? Okay, you deserve for the night. I'm sorry.
One married and one is single. Wow.
I just came up with one chapter one of Zane.
We're going to email Zane this topic right here. We got to email Zane this topic. Like, this should be something on your, you know, this would be your next book. Me, he, she, her, and the daughter, too. Like, we need to put that in the book.
Wait a minute, say it one more time.
I don't know. Just something
wait,
like that.
Wait a minute, somebody could be looking for some royalties somewhere.
I'm just saying.
He's just pointing out.
Yeah, exactly. Just pointing out. I mean, I gotta tell y'all, that reminds me, Black Reporter. Your girl is gonna be the cover of somebody's book. And I'm waiting for the cover to come
out. What girl?
Me, nigga. Say
what girl? Oh my
God. See how trifling it can be? You know what, Black Reporter? You wanna be trifling? Black Reporter?
Oh,
you
want
to try with me?
He turned his ass into the Alpha Zilver Man.
I can be trifling too, Black Reporter.
I can be trifling too.
What? You can't trifling.
On the rest of y'all night, I'm about to.
I'm on a horse. I'm in a bobblehead.
All right, bye, Rico. Everybody say bye, Rico.
Bye, Rico.
Bye, Rico.
Okay.
Bye, Rico.
Later.
Okay, y'all trifling.
Oh, white commercial.
You go suave, taking it down. You know it's midnight, girl.
Oh, it's midnight, girl. Oh, my bad. His mama said get his ass in the basement. Oh, my bad.
Nah, not Rico now. Not Rico. Rico's official. Look, everybody say bye, Rico, in the chat room.
I forgot. You already know that shit already.
Yeah, Rico's official. Rico's official. But anyway, back to my good news. I'm going to be a cover of somebody's book. been a guest on one of my shows. If y'all remember, March and April, I was a host on another radio site called WDEP Radio. Shout out to the Educated Poet. And I had a show called Heart to Heart Radio. And this person, this author, was actually a guest. This author was actually a guest on my show, award-winning author named Michelle E. Alford. She's working on her second book. And she liked my photos. She seen me on Facebook. She seen my photos. She definitely enjoyed them. And she will be using my photos. So that's
now,
awesome.
We're talking about an actual photo or a painting of a photo or?
No, an actual photo.
Okay.
Well, she's a poetess. She's a poetess.
Can I have a copy of that book?
Ooh, when she get it out. When I find out and know more information, she has her own publishing company. So shout out to author Michelle Alford. Yay. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
What you doing?
Huh?
He's brushing off that horse so he can get on his next commercial.
Wait, excuse me?
Y'all can get her first book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes. That's the name of her first book, Shelley Stauffer. You can get it on Amazon.com.
Is it erotic poetry or just erotic writings or what?
Yeah, it's just poetry and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Check that out.
Awesome.
Also, we are let me get into a music set, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about sex toys.
Ah, shit, I'm here.
We're gonna talk about sex toys. All of the above. Actually, we was me and Black Reporter were saying that we want to do a sex toy radio broadcasting live on cam. So the next chat room might be
can
a cam chat room.
Can I download all 250 of mine?
If you got the space, if you got the gigabytes for it.
Oh, yeah, that's already in there. What you talking about? Can you
accept it? All right. We're going to go ahead and get to these trifling songs right here. We're going to bring it back. Yeah, what I know about that, right? This is you, Lady C. This is dedicated to you.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love this man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know.
Woman, and that was dedicated to our good friend, Miss Lady C, who just took the Trifling Week Award for the most trifling story ever.
Mm-hmm.
Have to give it to Lady C. She hit it on the nose. If you're just tuning into the show, let me give y'all a quick recap of Lady C's situation. Lady C's situation
I want the popcorn.
A man was in her life that dated her, her daughter, and her best friend.
Wait, hold on.
That's just one layer. Let's get into the details of it, okay? The man started off dating the best friend. It was a secret. Why? Because the best friend is married.
What?
All right, that's one layer. It does not stop there. The next situation is, The next situation is, Lady C messes with the man, and it's a secret. Why? Because Lady C is married. It doesn't stop there. Doesn't stop there. All right? The man then starts messing with Lady C's daughter. And everybody knows because the daughter's single. You know what? I don't even know. Lady C, you got to finish your story for us. We got ended for us. We got them caught up. Y'all finally. How did it come? Like, how did that argument go? Like, how did y'all find out? Like, when y'all seen spoke.
When
how did this go? Right.
Yes, my daughter brought him to dinner.
we really truly believe in Jerry Springer. That's all.
Okay. Wait. Okay, your daughter brought him to dinner. Like, y'all had like say like Thanksgiving dinner or something, right?
Yeah, like a
and your daughter.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she brought him to dinner. I'm like, well, what are you doing with him? Oh, this is my new boyfriend. Your new what? And he's smiling in my face, and I wanted to, you know, you can't say anything. You're married. Your husband's sitting there. You're like, why are you so upset? What, huh? So I call the girlfriend. And I tell her, I say, look who she, I say, she brings him. She said, no. I said, what do you mean no? I'm dating him. No, I'm dating him. So we both found out the same time that we were dating him.
Oh,
wow.
That's
amazing. Somebody go say, how does he look? How does he look? Real MX, you too much. Real MX.
Tell him he's average.
She said, oh, man. Wow. That is so crazy. He said,
that's
somebody crazy. Said, Wait, Ashby in the building. That's all. He said, it's so hot in Tennessee, the pavement is sweating. And then he said, that is pimping. He said, that is pimping, y'all.
Oh.
I don't know. Is it really? Is that really pimping? Is that what you're calling it? I don't know. Anyway, we don't really care.
It's trifling.
So, I don't know. So, okay, yeah, he's trifling. We get it. He's trifling. Okay? But now The question remains. What about y'all? Are trifling?
How the fuck your ass ain't in jail yet?
No, the question remains: are you trifling?
I guess so. I was kind of trying something, but my husband had everybody else, so I figured I should try something else, too.
Oh, this is the situation. That's who that was. Oh, wow. Wow. But then on top of that, the question also remains this. Was he technically trifling, or was he just being single? Was that really being trifling? I mean, let's look at it this way. Is it really being trifling if he's single? Y'all both married, so technically he had no commitments to y'all.
Yeah, but that's nasty. The motherfucker, he went through the family, yo.
Yeah, that's nasty. I mean, some people may consider that nasty, but her daughter is an adult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, her daughter has to, I mean, you know, I guess you got to look at it like this. You know, if it was the case, they didn't know he knew that was your daughter?
Yeah, he knew that was my daughter.
Oh, no.
We gotta turn off the phone.
Right. Yeah, we gotta mute the phone. Now it seems like, you know, everybody wanna call. And that always happens, right, Black Reporter?
Yeah, always.
People always wanna call me. Alright, so we got somebody else that wanna hit the line. 765, you are on the air. This is Trifling.
Oh, Lord.
765.
Wait,
wait,
huh? I wanna.
My friend Louise.
Yes, I am
talking. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What the fuck? Mama, is that you?
No. Like.
No.
Hold on. Black Report, shut up. What you saying to me? Your phone is cutting up. We can't hear you.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, then we got somebody in the background.
Okay,
there. Oh, we got TV or something going on in the background.
Okay, there's a TV in your background. Somebody else's background. I don't have
somebody got TV on? Black Reporter, Miss Lacey?
That's not mine.
No, I'm
Mimi?
Not.
Mimi watching the damn funny
okay.
shit she's laughing
no,
at.
No, that's not me.
I was going to say that I maybe have been guilty of being a little trifling. And
oh,
if you look at the situation without all the facts.
Uh-huh.
I had a friend, a wonderful friend. Now, let me tell you about my friend. He was kind, considerate. He was nice enough. He wasn't always a good man, but he let me know that he was a good-hearted person just talking with me, and I had a situation that was going on. But when it all came down to everything being said and done, me and this gentleman had met on the internet, and he was nice. I liked him. We talked on the phone a couple of times. He had situations. I had situations. But he was nice enough to let me know that he was a dog at one point in his life. At least he felt he was. So, honey, if a man feels he's a dog, well, woo. That's kind of like let the shoe fit if it's nice. But they didn't show that side to me. Anyway, making a long story short, I was supposed to go and meet this man. And I never told him my situation. I never told him that I was married.
Wow.
I put this man off on meeting
him. All eyes on open.
Every time there were plans to meet him, saying in December, again in January, again in, May.
Is this in this year?
This year.
Ooh.
And then.
Go ahead, go ahead.
In May, my husband had an accident, and he was in a semi.
Oh.
So it was, and his arm got mangled, but that's not the kicker. That's not the kicker. The kicker is the accident happened 365 days to the day, minus 3 hours of the last accident he had had, and a man died just 3 months or 4 months after my daughter had died. So I had some issues that I was dealing with. Plus, we hadn't been together, me and this man hadn't been together in 5 years because of other issues. That's another topic for another day.
Believe me, we will make the
cheating men. Cheating men is another topic for another day.
Yeah, we will make the time, believe me.
But,
okay.
And it was trifling of me to hold this man off and hold him until my situation resolved. Well, when my husband had to have surgery, I just went to see about him as a friend because I knew he wouldn't be able to use his arm. And, you know, I had a nursing background. You know, I've worked in a hospital. I understand what people go through being disabled. So I knew he needed some help, so I went to help him as a friend. And, well...
the old one thing led to
I could sing another story, but the poor man, the poor man, the good man, oh my God, he just doesn't know to this day that I was headed up to Iberia. Woo! Or is that Siberia? I didn't go to Siberia! But I was headed to Iberia.
Damn!
Wait, what?
What?
Yo, can I get a copy of that taping? Because I wanted to give that to my husband. Damn. Everybody got a picture. People started calling.
Anybody, let me tell you, everybody, if y'all missed the show, if y'all want to share these stories with other people, y'all can download it from our website, www.blogtalkradio.com. You can download it and upload it to your phones. People can really listen to this. Download it, email it.
This will be my ringtone.
Email it, send it, you know, all of the above. Wow. I don't know. Now we got, I don't know, Lady C, you got competition now.
That is
competition right
here, brother. I was left in Iberia. I mean, Siberia, not Iberia. I was left in Siberia. So now I have moved back with my husband after 5 years. Now, wait a minute. This ain't the kicker to the story.
Wait, hold on. There's more?
Oh, my God. So much more that you wouldn't believe. You would say, oh,
wait,
man.
You know, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place.
Okay. I have to say it. Oh, I'm sorry to the brother that I never told him I was married because I wasn't really married. It was a name, you know. It was a thing. It was, you know, things. Unreal. But, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't in love with the brother anymore. But like I said, cheating's another story. Now, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. And I've been cheated on before.
Mm-hmm.
But lightning struck twice.
Mm-hmm. Damn lightning.
There must be a reason for lightning to strike twice.
Mm-hmm.
But when all said and all was done, there was another brother, the brother, my husband, who from his culture, he is from people who the man is always right. Women are secondary creatures. And I have had feelings hurt a couple times. So I ain't going to lie. But I knew it was a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard others' feelings as a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like that. It's not like, oh, I hadn't been there before.
Mm-hmm.
All said and done, my husband asked me to forgive him. Now, this is monumental. This is a cultural no-no. This is a culture where the man is wrong, is right all the time.
Uh-huh.
If the woman is wrong, she liable to die. It used to be they used to fear the women if they were wrong. If they felt that the woman did them some wrong, they just fear them. And I even know the story of a man who speared his wife for siding up with a child.
Oh.
Taking the child's side. And he feared his wife. But this is a different culture. This is a different place.
Uh-huh.
And this man asked me to forgive him. And I forgave him. And I went back to my husband. Yes. After all this time, after 5 years, and not thinking about him at all, I went back. But you know what? Lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. And a man asked me before to forgive him. He came with flowers. This time, my husband came with flowers, and I thought, I wasn't even thinking about him coming with flowers. And my daughter reminded me, Mom, you know, where are you? I said, I'm at home. She says, I'm just checking. She said, because the last time a man came to you and asked your forgiveness with flowers, you didn't forgive him. And I said, I didn't. Said, no,
Betty, what
was that? She named her name.
Okay.
Lightning struck twice in the same place.
Uh-huh.
The man asked me to forgive him with flowers.
Uh-huh.
Now, 31 years ago or more, it's really more, at least 31 years ago.
Wink, wink, okay.
I didn't forgive him.
Like I said, Betty Wright, did she come in the room?
I did not forgive
Exactly. This is
the time I forgave.
Wow.
I stayed where I was. So I'm trifling. I'm sorry, my brother out there, wherever you are.
So let's say he don't know. Now he know. Wow.
Love
okay,
I loved and I lost.
Wow.
He loved it, and he lost.
Somebody
too.
Said you're making him feel like a jack in the box. With
all your
twists and turns, right? What's trifling?
Damn, I'm hungry.
Why am I hungry, too?
I know, right? I'm sitting up here looking in the box.
The box.
I know, I'm looking in my box, too. I ain't got no more chicken. I had some chicken in the box, too. I ain't got no more chicken in the box.
Damn.
That's all that's in the chat room. Wow. So, I don't know, y'all. Y'all gonna have to, we're gonna have to take a vote.
You know what? My mother said
to take a vote.
She won. Fuck it.
She won.
To top it all off, my mother said about the situation, she said, Louise, I don't have to read a book to know when to open the door.
Ooh, that's deep.
And my mother suffers from dementia, so. Man, blew me away. Just blew me.
Oh, wow.
You could have knocked me over with a feather. I could not believe. But I do believe. I do believe. So, my brother out there, I love you. I love you. I love you.
What a situation. Wow.
Guilty of being trifling. But it was not an intent. So at least I had a forum where I could express my sorrow over my guilt. Because, hey, my heart was there. Hey, I tell you what. If you were guilty of adultery, from the thought...
What was that?
You said,
ooh. One more again. I didn't write that down.
You were guilty.
I'm trying to write it down. You said, if you were guilty of adultery, what?
By the thought.
From just
thought. Dot, dot, dot.
Oops. Damn.
Yeah. I'm putting that on my Facebook right now. Excuse me. I may be trifling, but I am confessing my sins.
There you go.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you chose this forum.
That I don't get to meet. I hope he will understand if he ever hears this.
Okay.
If he ever hears this, I hope he understands. And I really appreciate him. And, man, if brother ever tells somebody that he's the one, I will verify if it is. Okay.
Wow.
You can hey, my sisters out there. There's a good brother out there floating around. Mhm.
Wow.
That's damn Tippy Blair right here next to my ass snoring. My bad.
Shout out to Mr. Mimi.
Thank you. Yeah, he's
going to
be right here next to my ass snoring.
You got any children? No.
What the hell
are
you doing?
Any children? He ain't got no son?
He has a son, and it's right next to Pam.
Hey, look, this man out there that I had to let go is out there.
Mm.
He's not married.
Single and out there. Oh.
Yeah. And the brother's a good man. The brother's
and what
a
made
good
you,
man.
Okay, well, what made you not tell him?
What made me not tell him? It was not significant at the time.
That's not significant.
Maybe it was the after effects.
Like, shit, you beat his son already, right?
I never got to
meet
the
afterglow.
I never got to meet the brother.
You never met the brother.
No, I never got to physically meet him. I met him on the internet.
Hold up. We assuming. Okay, so wait a minute. Wasn't you supposed to visit somebody? Wait. You said you visit.
Oh, shit.
You never went to visit him then?
No. Four times I was supposed to go, and four times I never made it.
And four times, what the hell
are
you doing talking up? Get your ass to him. Oh, my bad.
Oh!
Man, you get to the trifling bit about it, okay?
So, wait. So, technically, you wasn't trifling now.
You can't be hanging. You can't be messing up the story now. Go ahead.
So, technically, you wasn't trifling then. Right, y'all?
Well, no.
Yeah.
If it was just by thought only.
If the thought is adultery.
You know what? This shit is worse than a goddamn roller coaster.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Never touched.
After all that damn thought, you ain't had no case, something wrong.
No, there's
nothing wrong. Okay, so wait a minute. So this is just a thought.
But if the thought...
You know what? I got to smoke some more weed just to get a hold of this damn effect. Look at me.
That's a good idea.
You ain't right, bro. Oh, well...
Let's rewind this for a moment. Black Reporter, hold on. Let me rewind this for a moment and clear up the story real quick. Let's recap, okay? So, all right, so the story is this. Young lady, Louise, right?
Yes.
Louise. I'm sorry. Is it wrong?
Oh, yeah, we ain't got that much time.
We're winding down. So I just want to give them a quick recap of the story that just happened. Miss Louise from, where you from, Louise?
Wherever I am is my home. Because my heart is with God.
Okay.
Okay,
we're going to say Louise from the U.S. of A. Met a gentleman online, single guy, nice guy. They talked on the phone, they talked on the computer, they did everything, they went back and forth, such and such. But she never told the man that she was married. Four times they went to meet up, they scheduled meetings, and it never happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one time your husband was in an accident, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the man that was in an accident? Your husband that was in an accident or the man that was in an accident?
My husband had the accident.
Okay, your husband had an accident with a semi truck. And he mangled his arm?
Mangled his arm.
Okay, but she wasn't with your husband?
No.
All right. So you technically, you wasn't, at the time you and your husband, let's say y'all were separated?
We've been separated 4 years at the time. 5 years.
Four or five years at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't see how you was trifling.
Thank you. How is that
trifling?
And give me some of the drink you drinking.
And you're single. I mean, even though you're married, you was actually. Go ahead.
You was actually married. Was you divorced? I was married.
But you wasn't together with your husband. You were saying you were separated from your husband, right?
I wasn't together with him. He had gone.
Yeah, I wasn't. Okay, and you didn't technically. You didn't. You wasn't physically physical with this person. You wasn't physical with this person that you was chatting with.
But the thought of that type of physicality is reality.
Let me ask you this, Louise. Hold on, Mimi. Because when y'all talk, y'all cancel each other out. Thank you. So hold on, Louise. What's your religion?
that's a good question. I believe in the Bible. The Bible says, "Let your religion be what you do for others."
Okay. All right. That's your religion view. And what about your husband?
He's Seventh Day Adventist. All right. I was raised Catholic, but my religion is what I do for others.
Okay. All right. So, according to the rules, I'm gonna say it like this. According to the rules, I don't think, Louise, technically, that you were trifling. I mean, I understand that you may have been guilty. I mean, I don't think you was trifling. Now, you may, you know, I don't think you was trifling.
The Bible says that.
I understand what you're saying.
Even at the thought of it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is.
You're guilty at the thought of it.
Right. Okay, but what I'm saying is.
Because I forget it like that was not of a baby.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I'm not, this is not church.
Of course,
not in our...
Yeah, the maybe different religion is Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say this, Luis. As far as this show is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you would be a trifling. If you never seen this guy physically, if y'all never seen each other physically, and did something physically, and you say you was married, and you know that would you know the. You typing back and forth, I don't consider that even cheating. Like, you never, I mean, emotionally you was there, but you were separated. So, technically, y'all wasn't even married. You were separated. So, that is, I don't. But now I got to see the situation as far as you and your husband and the daughter and all that. And, you know, that I can understand.
I've been married 7 times. I told you that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been married 7 times.
Now that's trifling. That's trifling though. This is every 7 times is trifling.
I got
it.
I got
that's not
I'm just
playing. I never cheated on any of my husbands. Never. And I've been married 7 times. To say that, that's as close to cheating I came. And that's trifling that I did that.
Okay, now that's something different. Now, in that aspect, yeah, that's trifling.
All right.
People, we got 12 minutes remaining on the clock. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in with us, 337, the 225, the 716, the 765, the 216. Real MX getting muted in the chat room because she fellow. Real MX is getting muted in the chat room because she keeps LOLing. She's just as emotional as y'all are. She is definitely feeling the show. She said this is the online version. She said this is the online version of Jerry Springer. She said, Lady C took the cake for that, man. Lady C took the cake for it. I'm sorry, the trifle award of the week. The trifle award of the week got to go to Lady C, man. Like, this man, Lady C's story got it. This man, whoever he may is, we're going to call him Pookie for right now. This man gets the best friend, the friend, and then comes, God, just comes in with his face with a big Kool-Aid smile to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? You know, like, Lady C, your story has so many levels. And then it had layers to it, you know, like, it had layers to it. How did she bring that? That's my boyfriend. Oh, that's my boyfriend. Wait, what? Where they do that at?
Damn.
Where they do that at?
Hold up. I gotta continue blazing. Hold up. This shit is funny.
This is wild.
No, I just felt like a fly on the wall of a lady's bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what you are. Exactly what you are.
I'm sitting here in my son's bathroom.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? Okay,
because
on that note,
my son and his wife just had a beautiful set of baby boy twins, identical twins.
Congratulations.
I'm seeing these grandbabies.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying, too. This is, wow.
Life is good.
You said layers are good. They bring drama to the show. Yippee. She is going in. She said she hasn't even been married one time. You take the cake for us. I haven't been married either.
Hey, catch up to the program, honey. I've been married twice. Let's do this.
Oh, and by the way,
catch up.
I thought of the name Louise to use the name Louise because every little breeze seems to whistle Louise. So when I like to talk, and so when I talk, I think it's kind of like that breeze.
All right.
Oh, damn, where's my other
choice? She said her prayers go out to them. She said my prayers go out to them. So, yeah, y'all got some prayers headed y'all way.
Amen.
All right, folks.
real quick, I was just going to remind folks, tomorrow night, a special 4-hour extravaganza.
It's
beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central for 4 hours right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Y'all
going to be in New Orleans booing the Saints. What the fuck? Hell no. With handcuffs on, smoking a joint.
All right, folks. We're gonna put it out here like this. Also, I'm trying to get the before picture of Black Reporter from Mimi.
I got that shit. I just downloaded.
Send me the before picture of Black Reporter. Also, I want to remind everybody.
You're gonna be madder than a motherfucker.
We're going to put that on Black Reporter's Facebook page. We're going to put it on my page. We're going to put it on the website. We want to also tell everybody to vote, vote, vote. Black Reporter needs a theme song. Let's see where they at right now.
First hit of all time. I'm trying to, I got one. How about Firecracker by Mass Destruction?
Ooh.
You know, that was the song, though.
That's the shit. That's the shit. Come on.
All right. So, I guess it might be Clarence Carter stroking. It might be Clarence Carter stroking right now. We have 45%. Knight Rider got 18%. The Love Boat got 18%. Tom Jones got 9%. And Whatever You Like by Weird Al got 9%. So. I don't know. Stroking might be it. Stroke it in the morning. All right, Black Reporter.
You get ready to go. Hold up, Crush. When you see that before picture, you're going to be mad as hell at me.
You're going to be stroking, Black Reporter.
Oh, Lord. Wait, why is Crush going to be mad at you?
Huh?
She's going to be mad as hell. All I said was, remember the before shot, before you got to Barber?
Yeah.
Shop, okay. Remember the one you wanted me to erase?
Oh! You didn't erase it.
Yeah, it downloaded. And it's all I got to do is press one button, and it's automatically on Facebook. Oops.
You should do that. You should press that one button, because right now I'm on Facebook.
In the bed.
Damn. First thing in the morning when you stretch.
Oh, yeah, before I accidentally. I'm clicking the shit out that bitch.
All right, folks.
Then I'm going to run
out of town. Oh, Black Reporter can't find you.
Hell no.
I want to thank Louise. I want to thank Lady C, DJ Mimi Cat, Black Reporter, Real MX, Big Ashby, the 216, the 347s, Rico. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. We'll definitely. Anna Anheuser-Busch. We had a hell of a fun. Share trifling stories. Lady C won the trifling story of the award for the week.
Oh,
the trifling week award. We're going to make her a certificate tonight. We're going to put it up on the website. We're going to get a trifling week of the award. We're going to put it on the website. And that's going to be a new announcement on the website. Remember next month, this is our last broadcast in July. No, it's our second to last broadcast in July. Next month, we started fresh. It will not be trifling week. It will be just regular old phone fantasy radio. We're starting fresh.
Topic for next week.
We'll get to it. We're going to get to it. Yeah. So, so and also don't forget the 10 and 10 and 15 will be starting next month. Our monthly contest starts next month. People wondering what the hell is 10 and 10 and 15. Well, I'll give you $10 if you answer 10 questions in 15 minutes. That's it. I'll give you whatever you want to do with it. You can donate it back. You can buy Jolly Ranchers with it. Whatever you want to do with it, that's your whole $10.
I'll give you.
Give me my 10 questions now. I need some more weed.
I need a dime bag.
You can't get it for you can't use it for a dime bag.
Anyway.
If they take debit, I mean I'll give you $10. I'm gonna have if you're not in my local area, it will be over I can mail it to you. However you want it.
Check it out.
If I got PayPal, I can PayPal it to you. Whatever the case may be. So that's what it is. $10 and 10 with 20 questions and 15 minutes. I say 15 minutes. We're giving you an extra 5 minutes because at least one question will be about Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
These will be general knowledge questions.
Yeah.
This will be general knowledge questions, but at least one question is going to be about Phone Fantasy Radio. So, yeah, I need to start tuning in. Join us.
Where we start
tomorrow.
Next week?
We'll start next month. It's a monthly. It's a monthly situation. It's it happens once a month. Unless we get like a big donation. Listen to this. I'm gonna do it this way. Unless we get like a big donation where we can do it more than one time a month. Right now, it's just gonna happen once a month. So we'll let you know what day in August. We'll let you know. Maybe like the week before that Tuesday or whatever, or that Thursday, and then we'll let you know when it's going to happen. But, yep.
Back and forth, better give me the answers. I'm going to kick his ass. I need that $10.
I don't think so, my dear.
I don't know.
Okay. So.
You keep forgetting. I'm taller than you. I'm going to fuck your ass up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. All right. So, Black Report, you going to close us out?
Yes, I'll close this out. Once again, I thank you all for who listened up. And what time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If Crush didn't play everything you want to hear, well, tough it. She heard everything she played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you tomorrow. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you later. You are in, and we are out. Tomorrow, y'all.
Hasta mañana. I got to finish this joint. Damn.
Bye, everyone. I'll miss you. Can't wait to speak with y'all tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, www.phonefantasyradio.com. That's www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Going down,
you know I know,
but she beat you. just